You don't have to visit Boston or New York City to see some of the most recognizable art in the world. The Hall Art Foundation is a small gallery situated in the old barns and farmhouse of a former dairy operation in Reading, Vermont. The foundation is opening an exhibit featuring more than 100 of Andy Warhol's paintings. Maryse Brand is director of the Hall Art Foundation, and she joins me now to talk about the exhibit called Small is Beautiful and a really cool connection between Warhol and Vermont. Maryse, welcome.
Thank you.
Well, let's get our bearings first, and then we can have some fun diving into the paintings. First of all, what's the Hall Art Foundation?
The Hall Art Foundation was founded in 2007 by Andy and Christine Hall, and its goal is to make available works from its own collection and the Hall's collection for the enjoyment and education of the public. So we have our location here in Reading, Vermont, which has been open since about 2012, but we also operate a museum in Germany. We have a partnership with Mass MoCA. And then we also collaborate with other museums and art institutions around the world to make available works from the collection.
And as I mentioned in the introduction, the exhibit is called Small is Beautiful. What's that name's significance?
So all of the works come from the Hall collection, and there are over 100 paintings in this exhibition, plus one sculpture. Although the Halls own actually some other larger scale Warhol paintings, we decided to have this show focus on just the small scale ones. And although there have been many Warhol exhibitions where there are large scale works, I could be wrong and I would be happy to be corrected, but I think this is the largest exhibition of Warhol paintings to have ever taken place in Vermont. And I also think it's one of the very few Warhol retrospectives to have taken place in the Northeast in the last 10 or 20 years. You know, having a retrospective exhibition of Andy Warhol's paintings is actually incredibly difficult and expensive to organize. So that's what's kind of cool about our show. It's small format works that all come from one collection and span all 25 years of Warhol's pop art output.
Maryse, what can visitors to the gallery expect when they go to see these Warhols? Like any surprises in store and in how the installation is put up?
Our grounds are comprised of five buildings, and there are some big barns where we could have installed big paintings, but we actually chose to install the Warhol show in the former farmhouses, which date from the early 1800s. That's a unique way to experience Warhol's paintings, I think. If this show, you could find yourself in a room the size of your living room or your bedroom, sort of surrounded by Warhol paintings, and it's much more intimate.
Can you just describe a little bit more maybe the sort of works that he created? We're using words like pop art.
Warhol and his contemporaries were working in New York in the 1960s, and this was after the war. And before them, there had been all of these abstract expressionist painters, and the big thing for them was to be very gestural and emotive in their paintings. And Warhol and his pop art contemporaries wanted to incorporate the everyday objects, everyday consumables into their artwork, imagery from popular culture, newspapers, magazines, into his own artwork. Today, we might take for granted that artists might use pop culture sources as the basis for their artwork. But when Warhol was doing it in the 1960s, it was pretty revolutionary.
Let's talk about a couple of paintings in particular that are in Small is Beautiful. One of the paintings from Warhol, it's probably one that maybe most of us would know right off the bat. From 1961, it's Campbell's Soup Can. What do you see when you look at this particular painting?
The Campbell's Soup Can is now one of the most iconic and recognizable symbols of pop art. For this particular painting that we're showing is based on an illustrated image of a Campbell's Soup Can that Warhol found in a magazine ad. He projected that image of the can onto his canvas and traced its shape. He drew it in pencil and then hand painted it. By using the image of a highly recognizable and commonly available sort of commercial good as his subject, Warhol broke down traditional distinctions between fine art and popular culture. So this example that we're showing here still shows signs of the artist's hand.
Well, I understand there's another painting in the show. It's got a unique kind of a Vermont connection. It's one of Warhol's earliest portraits of someone named Patty Oldenburg. And Patty, a key figure in the collaborative art scene in New York's 1960s. Can you describe that painting for us and then tell us a little bit more about Patty and her connection to Vermont?
Yeah, so Warhol made this painting as a present for Patty Oldenburg. She, as you said, was a key figure in the collaborative art scene of New York in the 1960s. She was married to the other pop artist, Claes Oldenburg. She was also in a band with Warhol. Her name is not Patty Oldenburg anymore. Her name is Patty Mucha. Now farms, writes, and paints near St. Johnsbury, Vermont. Warhol used two slightly different offset colors. You can apparently, and we'll have these available, look at the painting with 3D glasses.
Well, lastly, Maurice, how would you recommend visitors experience Small is Beautiful?
But a lot of our visitors make a day out of it. You know, they come and see the exhibitions, take a break, have lunch, enjoy the grounds, and then go back inside a building and look at some more art and really make a day out of it.
That's Maurice Brand, the director of Hall Art Foundation, giving us an up-close glimpse of just some of the paintings in the Small is Beautiful exhibit up through November in Reading, Vermont. Thanks so much, Maurice.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.